This morning for our Bible study, I would invite you to turn to John chapter 10. Now pull your chair up a little bit closer this morning, or turn the radio up just a little bit louder. I want to have your attention this morning because what we have to consider is very, very vital to our salvation. Now here's what I want to deal with this morning from John chapter 10, beginning at verse 27. And we will read these verses in just a moment. But here's the question. Here's what I want to consider with you this morning. Can a person, a saved person, a justified, blood-washed, redeemed sinner by the blood of Christ, can a justified, saved person ever be lost? Can a saved man be lost? Now that's what I want you to consider this morning. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ emphatically answered that question for us. In John chapter 10, he gives us a very clear answer. He says, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." Notice what kind of life it is. Not temporary, it's eternal life, eternal salvation. "And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my Father's hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Our Lord Jesus Christ has spoken it, and it is true. Not one of his own, not one of his sheep, not one of his elect shall ever perish. Any person who is truly justified by the blood of Christ, born again by the Spirit of Almighty God, saved by almighty grace, a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, is eternally secure in the hands of Christ. You see, Christ is the very surety, the guarantor of our salvation. To be sure now, there are many who make a profession of faith, a profession of religion. There are many who join the church, who make a profession of salvation, who reform their lives for a while, temporarily, and to all outward appearances seem to be saved, but those people, by and by, they fall away and perish. They lose their interest. They lose their reform. Were they truly saved? No. They had a form of religion. They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power thereof. The Apostle John tells us about those who fall away and those who forsake the gospel and perish in their sins. John says they never were truly saved. Listen to what he says in 1 John 2:19. He says they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt continued with us, but they went out, that they might be made manifest. They were not all of us. Any man who leaves Christ never truly knew Christ. Any man who leaves salvation by the grace of God never really was saved by the grace of God. Now, I openly and readily admit that if our salvation were in any measure dependent upon us, we would most certainly be lost without hope. But thank God, salvation is entirely the work of God's grace and power in Christ. You see, it's God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and His own grace. And since it is God's work, since its salvation is of the Lord, it cannot be destroyed. The wise man Solomon put it this way, "I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. God doeth it, that men should fear before Him." The Apostle Paul said it this way, "God who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Christ." Peter put it this way, "We're kept by the power of God through faith." Now here's the question. Are you one of the Lord's sheep? Are you a true believer? Have you heard the Savior's voice calling you to Himself? You see, salvation's not in a church. Salvation's not in a profession. Salvation's in a person. Has He given you life in Christ? Has He given you life, eternal life in Him? Do you follow Him in true faith? If so, you are one of the chosen, one of the redeemed, one of the saved sheep, and you have eternal life, and you'll never perish. And there are many things in Scripture to give us comfort and confidence and assurance regarding our salvation, our security in Christ Jesus. Let me just mention five of them. The first reason is this. The purpose of God secures the salvation of all of God's elect. Now listen to these scriptures. He said, this is from Jeremiah 32, I'll be their God, and they shall be my people. I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from them to do them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. That's the language of grace. That's the language of the purpose of God that secures our salvation. Our Lord Jesus put it this way, recorded for us in John chapter 6, verse 37, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and those that come to me I will in no wise cast out. If one of the chosen number could be lost, God's eternal purpose would be overturned. You see, the purpose of God guarantees our salvation. Secondly, we know that God works all things after the counsel of His own will and purpose. Now, here's the second reason. The promise of God demands our security, our salvation everlastingly in Christ. Not only the promise, the purpose of God, but also the promise of God. Now, our Lord said in Hebrews 13, verse 5, He said, I'll never leave thee, I'll never forsake thee. Our Lord again said in John 6, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which He hath sent me, that all which He had given me, I should lose nothing, but raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of Him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on Him. There's His promise. Those who see the Son by God-given faith, and those who believe Him, trust Him, our Lord said they have everlasting life, and I'll raise them up at the last day. All that God promised and purposed in Christ, He's able to perform. You see, the purpose of God, the promise of God, demands and guarantees our eternal security in Christ. Thirdly, the blood of Christ requires the eternal salvation of all of God's elect, of all of God's redeemed. You see, the blood atonement of Christ is all sufficient and effectual, and it demands that when the ransom is paid, those for whom it's paid must be set free. The blood of Jesus Christ, we read in 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. He said, I'm come that they might have life. This is John chapter 10, verse 10. I'm come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. If even one of those sheep for which Christ died, for which Christ stood as substitute, surety, sacrifice, for which He purchased their salvation with His own blood, if one of His sheep perish at last, then His blood would be shed in vain. And my friend, that cannot be. God cannot fail. The blood of Christ guarantees our eternal salvation. The purpose of God, the promise of God, the blood of Christ. And here's another reason. Number four, the satisfaction of Christ. The satisfaction of Christ demands that all of His people be preserved unto glory. If one of those for whom He suffered and died were to perish, then He could not be satisfied. His cross, the cross of Christ, the atonement of Christ, would be discovered to be a failure instead of a glorious success. But my friend, thank God His work is not a failure. Thank God that the justice of God, the holy character of God is satisfied. The Lord Jesus Christ is satisfied with His atonement. It's enough. It's sufficient to guarantee our salvation. We read in Scripture, Isaiah chapter 53, He shall see the travail of His soul and shall be satisfied. Our Lord Jesus Christ prayed that way in John 17. On the eve of the cross, He prays with such confidence and assurance that His work would be effectual, eternal, complete, and sufficient. He said, I've glorified Thee on the earth. This is our high priest praying unto the Father. I've glorified thee on the earth. I finished the work which you gave me to do. His finished priestly work guarantees our justification in Christ Jesus. He's satisfied. God Almighty is satisfied. The work and the blood atonement of Christ is a sweet-smelling savor unto God. Now here's the fifth reason. The work of God the Holy Spirit secures the everlasting preservation, perseverance of every true believer. We read that in Ephesians chapter 1 where it tells us all about the work of the Father. It's God who called us with a holy calling. It's God who had chosen us. It's God who had blessed us. And then it talks about the work of the Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of His grace. And then He tells us in that first chapter of Ephesians about the work of God the Holy Spirit, and we read that He has sealed us and preserved us with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of His glory. Now there are five valid scriptural reasons why salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ is eternal, and why the believer resting in Christ can never be lost. This is our assurance and security in Christ. We do not in any way trust ourselves, but we trust the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. The faithfulness of God, the blood of Christ, the intercession of Christ. He ever lives to make intercession for us. The power of God the Holy Spirit assures us that none of Christ's elect shall ever perish. Now listen to this promise in Jude, the book of Jude, just one chapter, but verse 24 and 25. Now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. Who's able to keep you from falling? To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Peter the Apostle, he wrote this promise to us in Scripture to assure us that our salvation is certain and sure in Christ. And this is 1 Peter 1, verses 3 and 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again to a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away, that's reserved in heaven for you who were kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last day. So we go back to this question that we started with. Can a saved person ever be lost? According to the language of Scripture, no. Those in Christ are saved eternally. He said, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man," that's a pretty strong word, isn't it? "No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." Now I pray that you'll carefully consider these words this morning and pray to God to give you understanding about salvation that's revealed in Christ Jesus.